Coach?
Good afternoon, everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Great day for Tennessee football and the future of Tennessee football. I want to thank the families and the high school coaches that we've gotten an opportunity to know over the last 10 and a half months. Appreciate your support and trusting us with your young men. And we don't take that lightly, and so excited about being able to add the 20 young men to Tennessee football here today. It's a culmination of a lot of hard work over the last 10 and a half months. I want to thank our staff, obviously our 10 on-field coaches, but it's really everybody here. Our recruiting department, on-campus recruiting department, led by Angelia Brummett, just did a fantastic job, and her passion for Tennessee, being a former student here and having worked here previously, showed throughout this entire process. I want to thank her team. Our content team did a fantastic job getting up and running 10 and a half months ago, and so appreciative of what they've done. To the faculty and staff on campus, you're a huge part of the experience that our recruits have on campus, and I can't thank you enough for showing them, taking time, and showing them what it means to be a volunteer. That's a huge part of their experience, and thank you very much. And you know, our staff, just, you know, the 10 main recruiters, just the time, effort, and energy that they put into this over the last 10 and a half months. When we got here, there was a lot of uncertainty about what Tennessee football was going to look like in the future because of all of the people that I mentioned before, in particular our 10 full-time coaches. You guys have steadied the ship, and who you are has shown through. That's why the culture of Tennessee football has changed. That's why the trajectory of our football program has changed. And it showed up today with the men that we were able to sign. The class as a whole, I'm really excited about. I think we added a lot of athleticism in our skill spots on both sides of the line of scrimmage, up front, big, long athletes. Defensively, they can rush and affect the passer, both on the inside and on the edges, up front, on the offensive line. Added a lot of size, strength, and kids that are extremely bright and very focused. So, love this group. I think we had 10 captains that came out of these 20 guys. Multiple guys won state championships, guys that know what it takes to win, the dedication, focus, and strength, and endurance that you got to have to win. And excited about these guys coming in. Believe that we'll have a good portion of them that will show up in January. Potentially have a few of them that are part of bowl practice here as we get going, and just excited about what happened today. So I'll open it up to some questions here.
Start with Rick.
Coach, when you listen to the guys talk, one of the recurring themes as to one of the reasons why they picked Tennessee is because of the family atmosphere. Talk about that and how important that is to you and your staff when you go out recruiting.
For sure. I think that word gets thrown around in recruiting a lot. I think it's very rare to actually have it lived out inside of the building every day. The consistency of our approach has rang true with our own players, and our recruits felt that and saw that as well. The greatest salesmen of our program are our current players. You know, when recruits come on campus, they get an opportunity to ask real questions and spend time with them. Players don't lie to players, and I think that showed in our ability to recruit these guys. You know, the time and energy from the time that we've gotten here of living out fast, fun, and real every single day has rang true, and our current players see it, feel it. And our recruits did too, and so not only do we recruit great players, but really believe in who they are as people too, that we're adding to the culture of our locker room in a really positive way.
Brent and Jay? Yeah, Coach, two questions. One, what was the biggest key to putting this class together, given all the challenges that you had? What do you attribute to being able to do this over the last 10 and a half months? And two, based on the last 10 and a half months, what have you learned about recruiting to the University of Tennessee that maybe you didn't know when you took this job?
Yeah, I think, you know, over the last 10 and a half months, there were a lot of different stages that we went through in the recruiting process. At the beginning, we were just trying to introduce ourselves and tell them what we were going to be about, right? But no proof, no tangible proof for them at Tennessee, what we had done schematically at different programs, who and what we were about. As we got into the summer, they got a chance to see that the culture had changed here. When they got a chance to come on campus, meet our coaches face-to-face instead of doing it over Zoom, and then spend time with our current players. Then you go through the fall, and now they have the ability to see it, what we are. And, you know, that's schematically and on-field production and performance. And because of those different stages, I think that was a huge part of why we finished as strong as we did this recruiting cycle. As far as being here, man, this is why I came to Tennessee is why recruits want to come here, too. This is one of the great iconic traditions in college football. The brand and the logo is as strong as anywhere in the country. You know, you look at it, top 10 in the history of college football and wins, top 10 in the history of college football first-round draft picks. The ability to chase and win championships, anything you can and want to do has been done here before. And they can see that we're on that trajectory again. And I think they believe in the culture that's been built, who and what we're about as a coaching staff, our consistency, the ability to be real with our players. And that's when things are going great and when they're not. And excited about what we were able to do here with this group of individuals.
Josh, back here. With signing all the commitments you got and getting 20 guys in this class, what kind of momentum do you feel like that gives you going into the transfer portal and then just looking at February?
Yeah, for sure. I think what's different about college football is recruiting never changes. And that's true because you're pushing on to the 23 and 24 class immediately. Not that we haven't been doing that, but your focus turns in that attention a little bit. You know, and then the transfer portal has changed things as well. So you're constantly adding. I think that's one of the hard things about college football today for your coaching staff and as a head coach is your ability to manage your roster. It's a constant ebb and flow. And so you got to continue to keep your eyes out, add great players that are great people as well to your culture, and continue to add the pieces that you need throughout, you know, the off season through spring ball and as you get into to May and the early part of summer.
Josh, fans and media react to signing day as sort of a sign of success or failure, just like it's a game or a bowl bid or whatever. What part of a signing class, what part does a signing class have in defining if a program is succeeding compared to what happens on the field?
Can you repeat that question just so I understand what you're actually asking?
People look at today as a win or a loss.
Yeah, I get that part. Yeah, for sure.
How do you compare that to whether you're succeeding in the season? Is this as good as winning a game, winning a title, anything like that?
It's important because we're adding critical pieces to the future of Tennessee. And if you feel really strongly and know not just the player, but you know the person too, then you can feel really confident about the pieces that you're adding to the puzzle. You know, from today to the first day that you kick off with these guys, there's a lot of time in between that. But if you know who and what they're about and can keep them on that course, then, you know, you're adding the things that you need to continue to build your program. And we feel really good about that today.
Austin? Two things. How do you balance the portal and the rest of the 22 class while also trying to take, like, immediate focus and calling 23s, calling 24s as early as tonight and kind of letting those guys know, okay, now, you know, the clock's ticking. It's now on to you guys. And then two, talk about Elijah Herring and how important he was to the class, being one, an in-state kid, two, one of the first key pillars of the class, and how important that family is for you guys.
The 23 and 24 class we've already been on. You've had those kids to campus. You've had them to games. That's what's unique about college football today versus what it was, you know, 20 years ago, is that you're recruiting multiple classes at a time. And those players are guys that we've had on the phone, you know, during each course or each week during the course of the season. You know, you're going to continue to recruit those guys. Today's unique in that you're, you know, finalizing the end of the recruiting process for your 22 class, but you're having conversations with your 23 class as soon as everybody stepped in the building today. And those are guys that we were still reaching out to today. Elijah's, you know, was hugely important to me and to our staff for a lot of different reasons. Really believe in who he is as a player and as a person. Think he's got an extremely bright future here at Tennessee as a football player. The person we're extremely confident about. But his ability to see through the weeds and trust us early in the process, him being an in-state kid and how much it meant to him to wear the power T was hugely important as we kicked off this recruiting cycle as far as getting kids to buy in and ultimately commit to us. him being one of the first guys, actually was the first guy, was hugely important to us.
Vince? Two players. Can you tell us what you like about Taven Jackson, because he committed to you pretty early?
Yeah, you know, two-time state champion. First of all, comes from an elite program, understands the work habits that you have to have on a daily basis to go achieve something individually and collectively as a team. You know, I think he's just scratching the surface of what he's going to be as a quarterback. Long frame, going to continue to build that out. Has the ability to use his feet both in the pocket, out of the pocket, to make plays down the field as a passer. Has the ability to use his feet as a weapon as well. I think that's only going to continue to increase as he gains confidence in his body. Very compact, tight delivery, as he understands and learns some fundamental things. I think he's going to have a chance to spread the ball sideline to sideline and vertically down the field. Elite basketball player, watched some of his basketball tape, has great spatial awareness, which is something that I think is important and correlates over to playing the quarterback position, is you understand bodies in motion and understand windows. Really excited about him.
Dylan Sampson told our station that he had a higher GPA than a 40 time. Have you signed a prospect with that situation?
I'm not sure that I have done that. That's a rare combination right there. He just super intelligent, bright, engaging personality, just dynamic in who he is. As soon as we got a chance to get him on campus this summer, you fell in love with him and his family. Obviously has some unique traits with his speed, some characteristics that we've had in our offense in the past. Excited about him and his future.
Ryan, back.
Josh, could you just talk specifically about a little bit of what you're adding at wide receiver? You got looks like kind of a blend there of some different guys and just where you feel like you're maybe improving that group.
Yeah, Caleb and Chaz, feel like we're adding length, speed out on the outside in particular. You know, just our roster, felt like that was something that we had to add in this recruiting class, add some depth at that position. Young men that, you know, will be here mid-year and have a chance to go through spring ball with us. I think that's going to be hugely beneficial to them as we head into the 22 season. You know, squirrel inside, electric with his ability to run past you. Got real long speed. Uniquely has the ability as, you know, to have that type of speed to be really loose in his hips. Can play on edges and I think he's going to be a dynamic playmaker inside the middle of the football field.
Yeah, Coach, several college coaches around the country have expressed concern about kind of the direction and how you have to recruit kids because of the portal, because of NIL and things like that. Does that concern you, or is the core of how you recruit always going to be how you recruit?
The core of how you recruit is not going to change for us here under me. I believe in relationships. I think that matters in the short term and in the long term. The culture that you build is hugely important to me, and you got to add the right pieces. So all those things got to be right, and I believe that kids are looking for that as well. It's a different era than it was 20 years ago. The transfer portal is here. It's not going anywhere. You know, some of that's beneficial to coaches and recruits. In some ways, there's some things that probably aren't as beneficial, but it's here. So I believe in building a really strong culture, one that players want to be a part of, and in that, you're going to have the right guys inside of the locker room.
Josh, just with it being your first full class, I imagine you would have liked to have added several guys to every single position, but you obviously can't do that with the numbers. How did you all balance addressing needs by position, but also just going with the best available in terms of talent?
Yeah, somebody might have asked this question earlier, and I forgot to answer it. It might have been a two-part question. You're constantly battling, you know, what are our numbers potentially going to be, what they end up actually being, as far as how many you're able to sign, where your roster currently sits, and how you're navigating those waters, meaning, you know, how many old kids do you have, how many young kids do you have at those position groups? Is there somebody in the transfer portal that you can potentially add, whether that's a one-year kid or a multiple-year kid that can benefit your inside your program? Who are you potentially losing inside of your roster, whether that's NFL or whether that's through the portal? So you're trying to balance all of those things and position yourself for strength in the upcoming year, but also for strength long term inside of this program.
Just a follow-up question on Brent's question about the portal. Guys can – you run the risk of guys leaving if they don't play early on or if they don't find a role. How do you deal in recruiting now of talking to guys about playing time and how early they're going to play in those types of conversations?
Yeah, I truly believe this. I've sat in a lot of elite players' living rooms or at their school, and to me, if you're promising a kid that he's going to be your starter, man, if – I'm a recruit, I'd be on the lookout. What he promised the guy in front of me, what's he going to promise the guy behind me? You know, we talk about the ability to compete and earn an opportunity to play on this field. And I believe in that because you got to have great competitors inside of your locker room. If you got guys that want something given to them, man, their ability to strain, fight, and compete on a daily basis may not be there.
Coach, the three guys I guess you added today with Pierce and West and Williams, just how important are those so-called signing day wins, and what do you like about those three players?
Yeah, important for us that we won those. It's a big part of this class, three guys that we feel like have an opportunity to make an impact here early on in their career as they grow inside of this program. You know, from elite pass rusher on the edge to elite pass rusher inside, it's got the ability to play on an edge, and you know, and Justin's ability, just his frame, you know, his physical attributes are something that we felt like we needed to add inside of the running back room as well. So I feel really strongly about all three of those guys.
I know they're all important, but when you look at like
they signing, are all important,
but signing classes, yes, you look at quarterbacks normally, and then you also look at guys that can get to the quarterback. To get Josh and James, two guys that can be difference makers off the edge, and let those kind of guys be pillars and build off of that for the rest of your, you know, program. How big was that?
Yeah, huge for us to add, you know, guys that can affect the quarterback. They can change the way the game's played, from how people have to pass protect, you know, how much pressure you have to bring versus being able to get pressure with your front four. I think it's important that you got guys on both edges so that offensive coordinators can't just scheme you and eliminate a guy from affecting the football game. Those two young guys have an ability to grow physically inside of our program, and just long term, I think they have an opportunity to make huge impacts in the way the game is played. Certainly, you got to add elite level play at the quarterback position. Feel really strongly about Taven here as we're moving forward.
To the very back.
Kind of a surprise today. How did you get West, you and Coach Gardner, how did you get West for him to believe in the power T?
Yeah, someone that we had initial contact with, Coach Eckler, was actually the first one that went down there. Coach Gardner went down here later in the recruiting cycle. Spent a ton of time with the people that were influential in his life, family, and people at the high school. I got a chance to go down there. His head coach, actually, is from Michigan originally. I recruited his quarterback to Oklahoma, and had a previous relationship with him as well. So I think there was great trust in who we are and what we're about and how we're going to take care of the young man on and off the field and just help him grow into being a great person and great leader. And you know, Tyree's got a ton of upside as a player, man. His ability to play with great pad level, play on an edge, bend the corner, you know, and physically he's just going to mature so much when he gets in our strength and conditioning and nutrition program. Got a ton of upside. And I think, you know, Tyree and everyone that was around him just, you know, trusted who we were and that we were real in the things that we were saying, and had a great official visit with him and some of his family. And, you know, ultimately, he believed in Tennessee. He believed in the power of the T. He believed in, you know, the people that were here that were going to help him navigate the road over the next 3 to 4 or 5 years. And he fell in love with the stadium too, man. You know, that's a special place. You take recruits in there. Outside of the construction that's currently going on, they fall in love with that place.
Two more, Eric and Vince.
Look at Desmond Williams, an older guy, and seems to always be around the football as well. What else do you like about him and the a defensive backfield, and do you see him getting an opportunity to help you on special teams?
Shoot, one of the first things that I watched was you know, his all play cut up, what he was doing on special teams. You know, dynamic playmaker, really natural and fluid, great hands. And then you see him on the defensive side of the football, smooth in transition, really confident. The 50-50 ball, he's very patient and calm with. You know, he's a super athletic kid, and you meet him and you fall in love with who he is as a person too, his ability to communicate and be real with you. Extremely confident in who he is, and you know, very excited to have him part of our program.
Josh, what can you say about the in-state recruiting? Obviously, you guys don't have many in this class from in-state, but what kind of progress have you made in-state in building those relationships that people may wonder about?
Yeah, some of those things don't happen overnight. Our entire staff, from me on down, has placed great importance on recruiting the state the right way. And that means spending time getting to know coaches and people that are influential here inside of the state. Taking phone calls from, you know, VFLs that watch a guy on Friday night and like what they see. And I think in this recruiting cycle in particular, that was maybe the biggest hurdle for us to overcome. And I say that meaning that the players inside of this state heard all of the noise, for the 2.5 months before I got here, but all the noise previously as well. And short amount of time to get to spend a bunch of time with them. COVID didn't have them on campus. So in some ways, I think it was harder in-state than maybe out-of-state this year a little bit.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.